So on this short audio today, we are going to talk about embracing change. And let's start off with a question. Is it easy or hard to embrace change? Well, the answer is yes and no. If, for example, you're at work and your boss says to you, I'm going to give you a 25% pay rise. Well, that's change, but it's an acceptable change because it's pleasant. But what about when our boss says to you, you are being made redundant? Well, that's a different story. That's a change that's more difficult to accept. So what's important? Well, our attitude towards life is affected by our ability to embrace change. If change happens to us, rather than us influencing that change, then we are much more likely to feel like we are being dragged through life. So we need to embrace change with a calm and relaxed mind rather than an emotional one. So stage one is stop. And what does stop mean? It means S, stop. T, think. Think about what change you need to make right now in your life. O, observe. Observe where you are right now, how it feels, and how it could be if you make the change. And then P, plan, which is what we're going to do in this audio today. In a dynamic, unpredictable world, change is inevitable, and embracing it allows us to develop and reach our full potential. If we resist change, we will never unleash that potential and express who we really are. The only constant in life is indeed change. It's happening all around us every day. And we have all made changes in our lives. So what is it that holds us back? Well, often it's fear. And remember what fear means. F-E-A-R. False expectation that appears real. A fear is a false expectation that appears real at the time. But also remember that fear kills more dreams than failure ever will. So never let your fear decide your future. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Because in the end, we only regret the chances we didn't take. So once we have done stage one, which is stop, and decided what needs to change, then we need to create a massive push to change. Now, I use the analogy of a burning platform. And imagine that you were stood on such a platform. The first thing you would feel is the heat under your feet. It would be uncomfortable. So you need to create discomfort with your current situation. And you do this by creating images. And Google Images are great for this. Words, drawings, and anything that provides you with discomfort. Stage three. Once you've created that push, you then need to create a massive pull to change. And this is in the form of what we call a compelling vision of what your life will be like when you've made the change. Now, fundamentally, human beings, we change for one of two reasons, inspiration or desperation, or put another way, pain or pleasure. And this is what we are creating here. So imagine that in my life, the change I wanted to make is to stop eating processed and unhealthy food and embrace a healthy diet. I would create a burning platform on a piece of paper with Google Images and pictures, drawings, words that indicate that unhealthy eating is going to cause an early death. I would use images such as, there's one on Google Images called Fast Food Genocide. There's another called The Single Greatest Threat Facing Our Country Isn't Terrorism, Immigration, or Even Economy. It's just junk food. And it would be things like, just don't eat it because junk food kills me. The point is, we need to create a burning platform so that when we look at this, it makes us feel uncomfortable. But if that's the only thing that we do, we just succeed in making ourselves feel depressed. So we move on to creating a compelling vision. And a compelling vision is you create a vision board of what your life will be like when you're healthy, vibrant, fit, doing all the things in life that you really want to do. And you have images, pictures, and it doesn't necessarily just need to be pictures of you, but it can be pictures of anyone, but this is what you are aspiring to be. So, stage four then is where you create a plan to go from your burning platform to your compelling vision. You set yourself smarter goals, and what smarter means is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, time-bound, and exciting, and finally recorded. So you've written them down, and then your plan, what you will do every week to take yourself in that new self-chosen direction. But then, of course, you need commitment to yourself to do your weekly commitments and self-integrity. You may even need an accountability partner. This is somebody you share what you're doing with so that they can hold you to account. Now, there's some tools that you can use that you can download on this website to help you make the change. It's what we call a change toolkit. There's something called diffusion of innovation. Then there's the loss gain matrix that helps to create that urgency we spoke about. A SWOT analysis to help you prioritize the weaknesses and then the threats that need to be overcome. That helps you make the decision on what you need to change in your life. Another tool that helps you identify the driving and restraining forces working for and against you making the change. And then six thinking hats, which is encouraging you to think in six different ways to make the change happen in your life. So there's our short guide today to embracing personal change. Enjoy your journey of making change in your life, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon. Thank you.